We've got it.
Mystery Space is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. These broadcasts get more and more hardcore is because the news is getting crazier. Events on this planet are accelerating. World government has openly been announced. The large six megabanks that control most of the planet's wealth and natural resources and populations through derivatives and fractional reserve banking fraud have maneuvered themselves into almost complete control over the globe. They are mopping up third world countries in Africa, Latin America, Eastern Europe, and areas of Asia, and of course the Middle East. They're mopping them up. The global government stratagem to take over countries is fund rebels that then attack the government, whether that government's good, bad, or indifferent, and then call it a humanitarian mission to send in special forces, arms, air bombardments. And then the goal is wreck the country and basically have no central government so that the West can come in with mercenaries and steal the entire resources of the nation. I mean, I have the New York Times here in Uganda last year going, oh, isn't it too bad that under UN rules, private mercenary groups went in and killed entire villages for their property. But it is for the earth. But do you see groups like Kony 2012 and Bill Gates and Angelina Jolie, the reanimated corpse of tyranny, do you see them running around getting upset about that? No. They cloak their mass murder. They cloak their eugenics. They cloak their extermination worldwide in humanitarianism. And I already knew all this, but since it was pointed out to me 5-6 days ago, now it's had like 100 million views, this Kony 2012 documentary, and now it's collapsed and blown up in their face as it comes out that the president of Uganda has been involved killing millions, that he is backed by the West, that Joseph Kony hasn't been seen in 5 years and only had 500 fighters and is a nobody, kind of like a Jesse James type, and that it all is a pretext funded by the State Department to attack Africa with AFRICOM, and the Pentagon announcing this new jurisdiction where it's going to attack and drone and kill whoever it wants. And the Pentagon doesn't work for us. It works for the big megabanks, just like NATO does. And so Angelina Jolie has come out and said, arrest the head of Lord's Resistance Army. Maybe Joseph Kony's been dead for 5 years, like some said. They've got him frozen. They're going to roll him out as some new bin Laden thing. I don't know. But it made me go back and revisit her. What a monster she is. What a demonic monster she is. And I've shot a video. It's up at Infowars.com. That's got links to the mass murder of the UN in Uganda itself that she could care less about. I mean, there's a tsunami, unfortunate pun intended, of death over Africa that's UN and globalist financed, and she found a crooked toenail somewhere and now says, bring in the whole UN for more tyranny because Joseph Kony. So I went and researched her again just to remind me of just how bad she is and to confirm my memory, and she is a giant UN envoy cheerleader for the invasion and mass murder in Libya, Syria, Iran, Iraq, UN programs, carbon taxes, humanitarian wars. The so-called anti-war left is a bunch of vicious eugenics killers with a liberal cover. They know exactly who they are. This monster is not a useful idiot. So if Kony needs to be arrested, you need to be arrested because you're like a Nazi propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, for the UN and the New World Order and got a lot more death under your belt, honey, than Joseph Kony ever will. I know you think it's tough because you're the Illuminati Tomb Raider, but I'm here to tell you something. We're going to expose you, witch. We'll be right back. Stay with us. a little over a year.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
For this very important Sunday transmission. It is the 11th day of March, 2012. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours. Then I shall return tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And we also have the 7 p.m. Central transmission. The InfoWars Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I know we have a lot of new listeners every day and every evening, so let me just briefly tell you who I am. I am a classical liberal in the vein of Thomas Jefferson. The current political terms of conservative and liberal mean nothing and are used to distract and divert. I believe in private property. I believe in national sovereignty. I believe in the right of the family. I believe in the right of self-determination and to be left alone and have maximum freedom as long as it doesn't infringe on someone else's freedom. I believe in liberty and more of it and still more. That's what this transmission stands for. And I stand for the little guy. I stand for the widows and the orphans and the people that are defenseless, not because I'm a hero, but because that's what beats in my heart. That's my goal. I am disgusted by bullies and tyrants and thugs and deceivers using the public's ignorance to control and manipulate them. And I am here to attempt to bring knowledge and understanding, not to teach you what I have discovered, but to teach you how to discover reality for yourself. I want you to take the blinders off. I'm here to try to get you to wake up and then discover reality for yourself, because I'm here to tell you, we are not in Kansas anymore. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Will a sitting president finally be held accountable for high crimes and misdemeanors? Eric Blair asked at InfoWars.com. And what do we speak? On the 8th of March, just last week, legislation was introduced in the House and the Senate for high crimes and misdemeanors against Barack Hussein Obama for violation of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the U.S. Constitution, for launching the Libya war, but also saying he's going to launch a Syria war without consulting Congress when Congress levies war, creates a bill of war, a declaration of war, or an authorization of war. It is a high crime and misdemeanor. But I don't even think this impeachment move is hardcore enough, because it doesn't address the fact that this isn't like Julius Caesar, you know, taking over Rome and saying he was a war dictator. That's bad enough. Or what you saw Hitler do. Very bad. But this is actually working for a foreign power. In Congress last Tuesday, the Secretary of Defense, we played the clips throughout the week on the weekday show, They went before the Congress and they said, you have no authority over war now. The president has all the authority because he gets authority from NATO and the UN. And Senator Sessions said, I'm speechless. I'm almost breathless, was the quote. And certainly you need to say right now, Congress, via Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, is over the war powers. And Panetta said, no, you're not. We take our orders from the UN. And I took calls from the military Wednesday and Thursday and Friday on it. I had colonels calling in, you name it. They were flabbergasted. Now, here's the other big issue. There has been no mainstream media coverage of this. The Drudge Report covered it and linked to a Breitbart video of 7.5-minute compilation. Infowars.com covered it. Hardly any talk radio covered it. Even conservatives didn't cover it. And I have seen no news articles except one New York Times that just kind of said like it was a side issue. Like, oh, never mind that. Never mind the hole in your head. Never mind a truck just ran over you. They're like, oh, there's a little fight between the legislative and executive over who wants this war. No, there's no fight. It's in the Constitution. But the fact is that they came before him, and there's no news on this. There is a blackout on this information. So I shot a news report and have an article up at Infowars.com breaking down the media blackout on this. Please get it out to everyone. That story's been up since Friday. It's now rolled off into the featured news archive. Just click on that link, and it's right there. Impeachment of Barack Obama. Media blacks out impeachment process of Barack Obama is the title of the article and the video. But there's a new article out today at Infowars.com. Will a sitting president finally be held accountable for high crimes and misdemeanors? And it continues here. Here is what Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina said when he introduced it in the House. It's also in the Senate. And I'll also give you the bill number. Guys, will you pull me the bill back out of the stack from Friday? Because I have the bill number here, but I don't have the actual bill. Or just show it to people. There's a link to it here in this article. It goes on. Expressing the sense of the Congress that the use of offensive military force by president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, whereas the cornerstone of the Republic is honoring Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives, the Senate concurring, that it is the sense of the Congress that except in response to an actual or imminent attack against the territory of the United States, like ICBMs already launched, the use of offensive military force by the president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress violates Congress's exclusive power to declare war under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution, and therefore constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. You would think that this would be news. Thank you. We called Lamar Smith's office, who's over the Judiciary Committee, who would bring this forward. And it's got co-sponsors. And they, and I have the notes of my reporter right here that they wrote Friday. And Lamar Smith's, some of their chief aides, as we went through the phone chain, up the phone ladder, said, we don't know what you're talking about. No such bill exists. Then we finally forced them and said, here it is on thomas.loc.gov. And they said, oh, you gave us the bill number wrong, which we didn't. Library of Congress. In fact, we'll put it on screen for folks. I'll give people a document cam shot if you're watching on prisonplanet.tv right now. It's 112th Congress. This is printed from thomas.loc.gov, CGI-BIN/query:Z:C112:H.CON.res.107. This is from the Library of Congress. Oh, but once, see, you know when the system doesn't want to go somewhere, when they always deny it exists. Kind of like, Obama didn't want the NDAA to be able to secretly arrest you and have you disappear. There's no such bill. Oh, really, here it is. Oh, it is for you, but he's not going to sign it. Oh, he did sign it, but he won't secretly arrest you in the night for no reason. Oh, he's actually going to go back on that now and will secretly arrest citizens and kill whoever they want. That was announced last week. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, in America, a federal court, Seventh Circuit, ruled last Thursday that police can pull you over without a warrant and download your phone, photos, list, everything, your personal computer. They ruled. They're ruling you can be arrested for videotaping police in public and charged with felonies. Obama signed Friday evening legislation criminalizing with felonies protest, period. The criminalization of protests, say goodbye to free speech. Global Research has the article. By the way, this is getting no news coverage. Obama signs anti-protest trespass bill. Now, here's the issue. There is no news on the impeachment resolution. Lamar Smith, who's always posed as a conservative and is as phony as a $3 bill, just like Mitt Romney, he is acting like it doesn't exist, trying to possum you, and I'm sure it'll work great, because America's in love with being ripped off and scammed and cheated, and that's why we're going to go the way of Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia, unless we wake up quick. So my point is that secret arrest of citizens, face scanning cameras, downloading our phones with no warrants, UN running the military.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I started to tell you what's coming up today, and of course, burrow right into the first top story that I've been harping on since last Tuesday when the Pentagon went before Congress and said, you have no authority over war now. And the Congress is like, well, the Constitution, we declare war, we fund you, we commission the officers, because the founders knew you don't just let the president pick his officers and fund everything. You'll get a president who'll take over, like in every other country. And the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of Joint Chiefs, the Chairman Dempsey, looked at him and said, no, we take orders from the UN. The senators actually started flushing. Their faces turned red, and they were sounded like Porky Pig on da-ba-dee-ba-ba-dee-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I mean, they couldn't even talk. They couldn't even, and I couldn't talk when I saw it. And now it's not even a news issue. Impeachment has begun against Obama. Did you open up your paper Wednesday morning and read that, or Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday? The answer is no. I did web searches every day since. My entire team did nothing. Nothing. That's why the newspapers are dying. That's why people are tuning out of mainstream television, because they've got to find somebody that will tell them what's really going on. I remember it was in the radiation monitors. It was on the foreign news that five of the six reactors had blown up at Fukushima and melted down. That's a year ago now today. It's the anniversary. We have Greg Palast, one of the few good mainstream reporters, investigative journalists with BBC, and he's done work for ABC News. You name it. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes today because he's been over to Japan and covered it. But I watched two of the reactors blow up with mushroom clouds. Then I had top physicists, nuclear physicists on, like Dr. Busby, who's also a chemical engineer on top of it. You know, it advises the EU and the UK government. And they had the different radiation sensors picking up the different types of fallout, and so it's like a fingerprint. They knew that fission, massive fission, including explosions, small atomic explosions, which are possible and have happened before in Russia, had taken place in two of the reactors, especially the MOX-3 plutonium General Electric reactor. And, of course, months and months later, they admitted it was true. I was no expert. I just went and had experts on and looked at the makeup of those General Electric reactors, that particular plutonium uranium-based one. They only had one of those, almost 40 years old, only supposed to go 20 years. That radiation just eats through the metal, the concrete, everything. These things are rotten. They're like a 110-year-old man's heart. And you've got them climbing up, you know, 500 flights of stairs every day. What do you think is going to happen? That's why 9 out of 10 reactors, the federal government even admits, the Department of Energy, are leaking radiation worldwide. 9 out of 10. They melt down in Southern California, not even news anymore. They have meltdowns in Illinois and Nebraska and releases in Canada. I mean, I every few weeks I see a little blurb. There was some radiation. Don't worry. The EPA's raised what they say safe. But I remember going and looking at the manufacturer, getting nuclear physicists on. They're like, wow, how do you know all this? I'm like, well, I looked at the plans and I noticed they're storing the fuel rods for 40 years on top of these reactors, and it looks like fuel rods being ejected in the mushroom cloud. In fact, roll the mushroom cloud over me for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, just Google Fukushima mushroom clouds. Some of these clouds were 3,000-plus feet in the air, and I could see in the higher-res videos of it what looked like fuel rods. So I went and checked and found out they were storing the spent fuel rods on top of the reactors. About 6 months after the New York Times admitted, oh, they found fuel rods a mile and a half away, and the Japanese government just buried them where they found them. Now, all those millions of tons of junk from Fukushima and the coastline is now, a year later, as we told you, hitting the California and Baja and Western Canada shores with plutonium all over it. And you know what? The radiation's going up. But it's a minor university footnote at Berkeley that, yeah, we picked up 127 times the normal safe level of this type of radioactive isotope. And we picked up a higher thing here. But it's a lot bigger than Chernobyl. You know, just the MOX-3 reactor, they estimate, is more than 20 Chernobyls. But Chernobyl, you know, it only quadrupled cancer rates in those areas of Europe around it. This all and the trade winds blew over to America. You know what we do today? We just say everything's fine. And that's my point about the globalists. When we come back from break, I have a Darren McBreen InfoWars special report that we first premiered last Friday evening on the InfoWars Nightly News, where we went out on the streets. You may have seen it. This actually did get reported in a few publications about 3 weeks ago. You may have heard there was a big fight over releasing the research on a killer weaponized bird flu that's been designed to jump into humans and be airborne and kills, you're lucky, this only kills 83-85% of the humans it comes in contact with when it was able to jump. Of course, it's souped up now, but only 80-something percent. The airborne Ebola they've developed, our government, the airborne swine flu, the airborne human mousepox. Now, those are killing 98, 99, the Ebola 93, 95. It all varies. And under biodefense, they've got over 200 labs across the United States that are in level 2 facilities that you get into with a swipe card and wear a mask. And in this report coming up, McBreen's got all the numbers where the government says per lab they estimate 70% chance. 70-plus percent chance that this stuff will get out of one of these labs per lab in the next few decades. And there's 200-plus in the United States alone, like the University of Texas here at Austin has a level 4 bioweapon lab and a level 2 facility. And I've had people in government call me before and say, you ought not be talking about nuclear reactors in North Austin. You ought not be talking about the bioweapons research at UT out at the monkey farms out at Bastrop. And I've said to these government people, they're not calling it threatening me. They're, you know, they're listeners, or I run into them, or they reach out to me and it turns out they are government. And they're saying terrorists might hit there. Look, the terrorists already know this is all there. You mean the terrorists like our government's putting in charge of Libya and trying to have invade Iran and Syria? You mean that al-Qaeda? The ones they're using in Uganda to start a civil war? You mean those that the CIA created? You mean those? See, oh, I'm the bad man for the fact that UT has two giant, for research reactors, they're as big as they get, nuclear reactors in North Austin. Or bioweapon labs downtown Austin and in Bastrop. It's not supposed to talk about that. Because I'm the bad guy for telling you it's there, if you understand. See, I'm not afraid of imaginary terrorists that I got a 1 in 3.5 million, was it 1 in 3.5 plus million chances of dying from each year as an American. I'm actually worried about stuff that if it's released, will kill everybody. And government all day claims they're taking our rights away to keep us safe, but meanwhile they're endangering us with all these laboratories, like the University of Texas, not picking on them, it's just where I live, at Galveston with a level 4 bioweapons lab, with stuff in it that'll kill 9 out of 10 people if it gets out. Okay? That's my point. They can't control Fukushima, they can't control these bioweapons. Special report coming up.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
So you're a maker of something. Wood crafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me settle down just a little bit and get back into our special report here dealing with super weaponized Ebola, bird flu, mouse pox, that kill between 83 to 99% of the humans they come in contact with, depending which variant it is. And, of course, if you were actually watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, you'd actually be able to see all the articles as Darren McBreen is talking to people on the street here in Austin, Texas. But I find Austin is a good sample for the rest of the country and the world, for that matter. But my central point here is we're lectured all day about giving our rights up because the government cares about us and wants to take care of us. But the government itself is just a wide-open slot machine for special interest to come in and buy off bureaucrats to basically
shut down their competition, give them government bailouts, you name it. And so if you have a family like I do, and you're actually worried about real threats to them, a war with Iran, genetic engineering, GMO foods, all these new wars, these are the real threats. And remember Fukushima. For 3 months, while it was big in the news, they said, there's really no radiation, everything's fine, nothing melted down, it's under control. The reactors, several of them, are still smoking and still melting down today. And you don't see any warnings about, hey, don't touch the junk coming in on the California coastline, because it's been soaked in plutonium that's going to be radioactive for billions of years. No, it's just, you know what? Whatever. And they're going to build more reactors, and they're going to let the old ones melt down and rot now. And it's kind of like, oh, we've had Fukushima. Why not have more? The elite have gone crazy. They're really good at training the cops to boss the citizens around and surveil everybody and spy on everybody and act like Joe Schmoes, you know, a dangerous terrorist. But when it comes to real threats, the globalists could care less, because I think they've become megalomaniacal. I think they've become absolutely hubris-filled and are crazy. And history shows that. Elites normally get like that. After we play this piece, I'm then going to get into this Joseph Kony, Kony 2012, 100 million views in just the last week. The State Department, Bill Gates behind it. Total invasion propaganda for Africa. And it really ties into how they've gotten the pro-war left to get so incredibly pro-war. And that's all part of the joke of giving Obama a Nobel Peace Prize and the rest of it. But here's that report first. From our reporter, Darren McBreen. See the full video report with the video instead of just audio of your radio listener at Infowars.com. Here it is.
Government-funded universities across the Western world are developing massive warehouses full of bioweapons that they say is for biodefense under the BioShield program. Airborne Ebola, smallpox, bubonic plague, bird flu, and the H1N1 superbug are being weaponized and kept in moderately secured facilities like at the Galveston National Laboratory on the campus of the University of Texas. Now, this may be one of the biggest threats we now face, as the risk of a deadly virus escaping one of these laboratories and starting a global pandemic, well, it is a clear and present danger.
Weaponized airborne Ebola, super weaponized viruses and bacteria that kill over 90%, 9 out of 10 people on your street dead.
The National Research Council, which is an arm of the National Academy of Sciences, released a report concerning potential hazardous risk associated with the new multi-million dollar infectious disease research lab currently under construction in Kansas. It's located only 120 miles west of Kansas City. It's called the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, and even though it's a level 4 bio lab, which is the highest secured rating issued by the CDC, the expert panel found that there is nearly a 70% chance that a disease will escape the laboratory during its planned 50-year operational lifespan.
Hit pause.
And it went on to say that the...
Hit pause and back it up 10 seconds. Now, there are over 200 of these already built. Most of them in level 2 facilities with level 4. Level 4 is weaponized smallpox, weaponized anthrax, okay? Weaponized zoologicals, everything. Weaponized systems, funguses that attack crops, you name it. And they've spent over $50 billion on developing these weapons in just the last two decades, and it's accelerated. So understand, the government, we're showing the reports on screen, says 70% chance in 50 years that something will get out of this facility. And there's hundreds of them. That's one facility. So it's a certainty when you've got 200-plus that it's going to get out in the next few years. Unless we raise a big enough hue and cry. I'm trying to save lives here. How much of what I've warned you of has come true? There's a matter of time till this gets out. When we're asking, why is the system doing this when they have actuaries? They know it's going to get out. They're getting you ready for it. They want to reduce population, and they're going to use the release to take more liberty. And they'll pose as the saviors and sell you the drugs that treat it. Watch. Let's go back.
Nearly a 70% chance that a disease will escape the laboratory during its planned 50-year operational lifespan. And it went on to say that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has not adequately gauged the potential risk of a dangerous airborne pathogen escaping the compound.
There are bioweapons that are in unsecured, well, moderately secured environments, like in Galveston, Texas, and the CDC even went to one of these facilities in Kansas, and they're not as nearly as safe as they would hope. And they even said, the CDC even said, the one in Kansas has a 70% chance of some dangerous virus getting released.
I mean, what are the bylaws in keeping them safe? I don't think there's anything even designated to making sure that they're safe. It's such an it's that gray area of the world that nobody really thinks about, but is.
Yes. Like, so you think it's a clear and present danger that we should try to prepare for, or something like that?
I think everybody should always be prepared for anything. You know, it's like hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Can you imagine the awakening that's going to happen if they release those bioweapons? After we've warned people so much, God Almighty, I hope the next phases of what we've broken down don't happen. God Almighty, I hope they don't. But I know one thing. I'm sure selfish. I've sure gotten my family ready.
Do you think it's wise for people that collect food and they have stockpiles of food and stuff like that just in case of emergency and have a place to go just in case something like this were to happen?
I don't have anything stockpiled.
I'm all about having weapons. I'm all about getting as much ammunition as you can get, getting it, because everybody's going to get crazy. They're going to want to get their hands on whatever sources are available, food, water, natural resources, anything to keep the normalcy of life continuing.
That's why I'm out here on the streets. I want to, like, learn, like, some street smarts. Social and, like, if shit goes down, then I want to be able to, like,
find your way around it.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something. Once that something like that goes down, the people in the high-rise apartments and stuff, they're not going to know what to do. It's the people with street smarts are going to be the ones.
They won't be able to survive.
Just making sure that you have the resources that you need, because when the world gets chaotic, everybody loses their mind.
Let me put this in layman terms. A level 4 bioweapons lab should be 3 floors under the ground, barbed wire fences, minefields, and machine guns, and a system that if the super germs get out, they pull a lever, alarms go off, and the whole place goes up in flames. But instead, the global elite are storing it in level 2 facilities like the University of Texas at Galveston behind a glass door with a swipe card right there in petri dishes. And they're doing this so that when they release it to massively reduce population, they can claim it was an accident. All right, there goes that report. But instead, you're supposed to be scared of Al-Qaeda, who the government openly funds to invade dozens of different countries. And when we come back, I'm going to get to the next section of our reports this evening, ahead of our guest joining us on the one-year anniversary of Fukushima, that the government said was no problem. There's no radiation. Nothing melted down. Never mind those mushroom clouds. And then all these universities reported hundreds and hundreds of percentage increases in radiation. So they just said, you know what? The EPA came out and said, look it up. We're just going to raise and say radiation's safe now. It's just a magic wand. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't like it. And if you don't like level 4 bioweapons labs in your town or nuclear reactors, well, just say they don't exist. In fact, I've heard people call UT to ask about the nuclear reactors in Austin. They just say they don't exist. Okay, that's fine then. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I've already covered, if you just joined us, the fact that impeachment proceedings have been introduced in the House and Senate against President Obama for openly saying that the UN gives him his orders and Congress has no authority over war, which is a violation of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, and is treason, high crime, misdemeanor, and it says that in the legislation, too. No corporate dinosaur media, I don't want to call them mainstream anymore, coverage of this. I mean, there's never coverage of real news. There's no coverage that Obama Friday night signed a bill saying anywhere feds are or the president are, if you even protest in a park across the street from the president, felony charges. He signed that. All over the world, people are freaking out. The communist Chinese last week passed a law that they said was modeled after the NDAA to secretly arrest political dissidents and disappear them, and cited the United States. That was in Reuters. I mean, that's how bad it's getting. And I've got a stack of news where they're openly reintroducing the SOPA and ACTA-type stuff to restrict the Internet, and they're talking about restricting talk radio. Breitbart mysteriously dies. They're trying to kick Limbaugh off the radio. And I'm not saying those guys are perfect. The point is, certainly Obama doesn't like them. I mean, this is creepy, what's going on. All this is happening. I've studied Africa quite a bit because I'm addicted to geography. I'm addicted to factoids. I'm addicted to geopolitical systems. That's the political system of different regions and how they interact. I read globalist documents constantly. I'm obsessed with reality. I talk to yuppies and people, they think I'm trying to show off to them. But to be clear, Africa is so complex, so is Asia, so is the Middle East, so is Latin America, that even though I've spent more time studying Africa than most professors who study, you know, one little area of Africa, and I know almost nothing compared to some people. But to compare to the general public, it's like I'm a different creature altogether. And the system plays on that. They know the public can barely find. I've seen national surveys where more than half of high school seniors can't find Africa. Or even more think that Africa is a country, not a continent. So remember, the system, the State Department, the war criminals are playing on that ignorance. Now, it just so happens that Africa is blessed or cursed, you could say, with more natural resources than any other continent in the world, bar none. It's probably got five times any other continent in some of the studies I've seen. Oil, rare earth minerals, gold, diamonds, you name it, they got it. Coal, they got everything. That doesn't always mean success, though. Mexico, in big breakdowns you can pull up, CIA fact book, has triple the natural resources. Oil, timber, gold, soil, minerals, but Mexico's a hellhole because they have a corrupt leadership. You see, America really has no resources compared to a lot of other countries. Pretty resource poor. Almost like China's topography. It's been likened to, because geologically it's similar. But we've had incredible 5% of the world population out of 100 had more than half the wealth because we had freedom. Not perfect freedom, but more than anybody else. Now, where am I going with this? The United States has now been captured by six big mega banks. We are now a vassal militarily of that. Europe, Time Magazine headline, banker coup over Europe. And they go on to say it's a good thing. Economist Magazine, world government run by bankers. You'll pay your taxes to them. I thought none of that existed. But here it is. And so they're moving on all fronts to get rid of liberties, protest, freedoms, privacy, all over the world. From Australia to England to the U.S., from Canada to Germany, worldwide standardized tyranny, freedom is being butchered. That's because the elite are getting ready to start World War III. They're moving on every front. They've got proxy wars in more than 14 countries right now, not to bring freedom. They don't care if you're conservative, communist, socialist, liberal, Muslim, Christian. They don't care what your country is. If you're not fully owned by the bankers, you're going to have terrorist groups or rebel groups or your neighbors attack you. Or a coup d'etat. And it's all public. The Senate even admits it's all there. They have quarterly reports on it. I knew 5 years ago the U.S. government was funding Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. That's just been admitted in the last 3 months. Because it was all there. It was all in press releases to different elite think tanks, not for general consumption. The corporate whore media knows don't touch it, even though it's right there. Did you know the U.S. government ran the amnesty movement pressure in Mexico on the U.S.? That was actually in the Dallas Morning News 5 years ago. The point is, it's all staged. Okay? And so, last Tuesday or Wednesday, I see this video with like 30 million views. Now it's over 100 million, just one version of it, called Kony 2012. And I go, look, it's funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, funded by all these elitists, State Department's involved, and they say, get Joseph Kony of the Lord's Resistance Army. And I'm like, that guy hadn't been seen in 5 years. He controls 200 square miles. That's smaller than Austin, Texas. That's smaller than like Albuquerque, New Mexico. I mean, that's tiny. Up in the northern area of Uganda, it's rumored he may be in the country north of there or may be dead. So why is there this giant total media push of this video and kids buying bracelets that say get Kony and have the UN arresting? And I went and did research just to confirm my first summation of it from the knowledge, because it's so fun to research. I probably spent 30 hours the last 5 days researching it. I mean, just every facet. Bottom line, this is what's happening. The West has brought al-Qaeda in. They're planning to start a civil war like Libya, Syria, everywhere else. The current dictator they've got in place in Uganda has been connected to other regional genocides of more than 7 million people. That's not debated in the last 15 years. Rwanda genocide came out of there. Hutsis, Tutus, Hutus, all of it. A lot of you are like, why are you giving us all these terms and names? They're able to lie to you because you don't know all this. Okay? So I see on national TV, it flashes to Hitler, Saddam, Bin Laden, and then Joseph Kony, who is like an imaginary Yosemite Sam character. I mean, literally a nobody. And it's all about war. So Angelina Jolie, who supported the Libya war, the Syria attacks, Iran, the police state, the Serb war, all of it, she comes out and says it's humanitarian. We've got to go get him arrested with the UN. That means military force. Now, there it is, expanded al-Qaeda into Uganda. There's the London Telegraph. And again, they bring the al-Qaeda in. That's the reason for the West to come in and get the, well, billions of barrels of oil total. 700 million just in the area Kony's people are still at, whether he's alive or not, his loyal supporters. Trillions in rare earth minerals. Lithium, you name it. It's all there. Everything they need for computer chips. So it's like the Remington paintings to get us into the Spanish War in 1898, Spanish-American War. They just say, oh my gosh, there's a villain we've got to invade and have the liberals, who in my experience is there's more wars and more warmongering when the liberals are in than so-called conservatives. And there's this giant push in the public schools through social media to have all the young kids giving money and crying and saying, kill Kony, and George Clooney comes out and all of them. Well, I'm going to say this. Clooney may be a useful idiot, I don't know, but I've studied Angelina Jolie enough to know that she is a UN delegate, a UN envoy. She's part of the Council on Foreign Relations that openly calls for genocide, world government in Africa. And she knows what she's doing. I've tracked her for about 6 years. And I can tell you unequivocally that by her measurement, because she's in the news saying arrest Joseph Kony, invade to get Joseph Kony, who's like a phantom menace like Bin Laden. Nobody knows he's even alive. I can say under her criteria and under the UN's criteria, she and the UN and all of them should be up for war crimes. And I have all the articles at Infowars.com in the blurb and the video report I did, arrest Angelina Jolie for war crimes, Kony 2012. Listen to this. These are links to even the New York Times admitting all of this. Related. Armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in name of global warming in Uganda. Reveal. British corporation mass murders Ugandans in UN-sanctioned land grab. That's what's going on there. They just want to say, we're looking for Kony and have a genocide of a few million more people, which goes on all the time, while all the so-called liberals are cheering it on. It's the evil global corporations that are anti-free market, the same ones butchering our Bill of Rights and Constitution, that have us now financing a new war by the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Barack Hussein, the Kenyan Obama, to now launch more wars. They got proxy wars going on all over the planet. That's all part of the joke of giving them a peace prize. War is peace, directly out of 1984. So under their system, Angelina Jolie should be arrested for war crimes. I'm calling for it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.